So while understanding things on multiple level, how do you make sure that you don't compromise the way you do things? See, the word compromise has a very negative connotation. Srila Prabhupada said, I never compromised. So if you think any compromise is something which is watering down things or which is weakening things, that's the idea that you usually have. But the fact is, ekamsa viprabhanga arjanti. One of the fundamental truths in the Vedas is that there is one truth which is addressed or understood or spoken about when it's in different ways. So for example, the fifth kind of cosmology. Now our acharyas comment on the fifth kind of cosmology, explain it in the best possible way. But at the same time, when it comes to doing any kind of astrological predictions, the acharyas don't do the fifth kind of cosmology. Cosmology is described in the Vedic tradition, in the Bhagavatam, the Puranic cosmology. And there are Jyotishya Shastras which describe cosmology quite differently. And that cosmology is what is used for all functional purposes. Even if the Acharya is going to say, talk about Chaitanya's horoscope, Krishna's horoscope, or anything like that, they don't use the Bhagavatam cosmology to analyze this, to analyze the horoscopes. So for all astrological purposes, Puranic cosmology is not used. Jyotishya cosmology is used. So they themselves don't make the difference in this cosmology, in these two visions of the cosmos, into a big issue. They accept the Bhagavatam's expression, the scripture of the cosmology, and comment on it. But for functional purposes, they use the Puranic, they use the Jyotishya cosmology. So now, is this that using Jyotishya cosmology, it's not a compromise with respect to the Bhagavatam cosmology. It's just that the two are different ways of looking at the cosmos. Now the Jyotishya cosmology is actually, in many ways, similar to modern cosmology. Not exactly similar, but quite similar. And Jyotishya cosmology also works. In the sense that with Jyotishya cosmology, people have been for centuries, for millennia, have been able to predict eclipses. Eclipses are important in the astrological calendar because those are considered very auspicious. So they have calculated precisely, they could calculate them. So now today, using the modern scientific cosmology, also scientists are able to calculate eclipses, and they are also able to calculate precisely. So this is a functional model. And so, for functional purposes, today, in most science textbooks, and today for all practical scientific practical purposes, use of technology, we use the modern scientific model. Which is fine. That is just one model of reality. If you go deep into science, science itself doesn't talk about reality. Science only uses models of reality. Science doesn't actually make any claims what things really are. Science simply tells us how things function to our perception. So this is one model. So it's not that when we are making things intelligible for ourselves and for others. It is not that we are compromising. It is that we are just following the Vedic tradition of recognizing that things can be understood in different ways. So just as at that time, in the past, the Puranic cosmology and the Jyotishya cosmology, both were coexisting without being brought into unnecessary conflict. So today, when the Puranic cosmology and modern cosmology, they can coexist without being brought into unnecessary conflict. Now, where we will end up compromising is if we start saying that the Puranic cosmology is false. Now, this is my knowledge. If we start, as I said, denigrating, criticizing Vedic truths, then that will become a problem. But we don't criticize, we have a respect, but at the same time, we check whether this is favorable for us. Whether this is of practical relevance for you. If it is not, then what is the practical relevance? We use that in your practice. Does it answer your question? Any other questions?
Mr. Prabhupada, I'm not controlled by divert from